flask. Amen. And I really don't want to stop the movement that the Lord is doing right now. But there's, that story is so important. So important. Because a Pharisee himself invited Jesus into his house to eat with him. And it was custom. Check this out. It was custom that when you had lunch or dinner or whatever, a meal with a religious figure, a lot of people showed up. And sometimes they would leave their doors open for people to just walk in. So if you can just imagine this woman, the Bible didn't specifically say what she was, but the Bible called her a sinner. And the Bible says that she was behind Jesus. And she began to wash his feet with her tears. Now, we were raised in a ministry where we dealt with prostitutes and gang members and drug addicts. And if it's something that I know from the streets, we're made hard. We're made hard. We're not really emotional. We really don't cry for no reason. But can you imagine the anguish of this woman? The tiredness of this woman. She was just done. She was done. See, tears cannot be rehearsed. Unless you're a really good actor, tears cannot be rehearsed. And just like tears cannot be rehearsed, worship cannot be rehearsed. You cannot practice. Josh can practice every day on the guitar. But when God moves, oh man, that's a different level of worship. Worship cannot be rehearsed. You can't practice to receive the Spirit of God. The Bible also says she dried his feet with her hair. Now in those times, and even sometimes now, women, if y'all, can I hear an amen? Your hair means a lot. Amen. Now keep in mind, it was also custom that if you went to eat at somebody's house, their servants wash your feet. Their servants wash your feet. And there wasn't no Nikes back then. It was all chancla. It was all sandals. So you can imagine her surprise when she goes up to Jesus' feet and they were still dirty. Because what the Pharisee could not do, she did. Now, a prostitute, she seduced with her hair. Look, I'm just going to, can I be real? I grew up in the street. I have family in prostitution. Hard women. Hard women. It's no easy task to break women like that, amen? But God, church, you missed it. But God. The Bible also says that she came to Jesus with an alabaster flask. Now, I'm going to teach you a little bit. An alabaster flask was made of stone. It wasn't metal. It wasn't wood. It was made of stone. But listen when I say this. Not every rock is a stone, and not every stone is a rock. Because a stone can be man-made, but a rock only God created. Amen. What she had in her hand was man-made. But the value was not the actual flask itself. It was the oil. And it's not until that man-made thing was broken that she was able to worship. It wasn't until that was broken. And sometimes we value the flask more than the oil. See, the world made us like this. Our past made us like this. What we've been through made us like this. Our pain, our anger made us like this. It was man-made. We have to break it. Because we cannot step into the new level of worship until those man-made things are broken. Can't. We can go through the routines. We can lift up our hands. We can even sway. You can sway. You can sway. Man, you're a professional. But man, you cannot rehearse tears. You cannot practice it. You cannot sit in the mirror and say, okay, maybe I'll cry this time. Nah, it don't happen that way. But it's until you go into that deeper level. Look, there has to be a hunger. There has to be a desire to get more. And God is there ready to give us more. But we have not broken those man-made things. We have not broken them. We have not broken that pain. We have not broken that hurt. We haven't broken our history. I don't think any of this was even in my notes, Pastor. But I stand in full agreement. God has been speaking to me for the past three services about worship. And we cannot go any further. We can pray and we can want all things from God. But just like in a relationship, husbands, in a relationship with your wife, there has to be communication. There has to be adoration. There has to be. Other than that, what are we in this for? This prostitute that the Bible speaks of used her tools and used herself to worship. Why tools? Because the perfume that she used was for her profession. It was custom also then that the woman or the prostitute would also perfume her house, her room, and even her bed. The seducing she did with her hair, that was a tool. But what she used for sin, God turned it. God broke it. God used it to make a point to religion that it's not what you practice. It's your lifestyle. Do we lead a life of brokenness? We lead a life of brokenness. Let's worship tonight, church. Let's worship. And that's all we're going to do in heaven anyway. We might as well get used to it. Amen. Amen. We might as well get used to it. Pastor.
Amen. Worship is key. Worship is what you give the Lord because you love him. Not for what he can do, but for what he's already done and who he is. Amen. Now, there we spoke about this earlier. What I'm doing is getting Pastor Benny to just flow in the atmosphere. Just flow. And I wanted him to sense the atmosphere. And I said, what are you feeling? He says, we need to worship. I said, but they're not broken. They're not broken yet. You guys came with an anticipation, did you not? But if we come to anticipate what God is going to do, as opposed to us coming to give him who we are, God can just sit back and wait. Because his adoration unto him, his worship, foremost, is the priority. You understand? But we come with anticipation to make God move. God says, move me first with your love. Show how much you really love me. When it gets to the point where it's uncomfortable in your life, will you really love me? Huh? Will you? I don't know about you. You know, I can't carry no baby. I mean, men are the biggest crybabies. All you big old macho men in here, don't even act like you could do it yourself. The moment you had the first contraction, I'm done. I ain't doing this. I can't carry this thing. But a woman carrying something with so much passion inside of her that says, I will kill for someone that's inside of me. Don't even come into my atmosphere to even speak something negative about what I'm carrying. What I'm trying to tell you is that God is saying, whatever you have been through, whatever pain, whatever adversity, whatever thing that you've been carrying with you. See, the woman with the alabaster box, she came in. Hold on. Oh, God, you started something that you should never started. The Bible says that they invited Jesus to Simon the leper's house. Jesus already healed him, but he was still known as the leper. How are you known? Mm-mm. Y'all don't even want me to go there already. How do people associate you, and what have they placed a label on you, even though things have changed? If things have changed, then it shouldn't have been Simon's house. But there's so many people maybe named Simon that they had to know which one. Well, the leper. Simon the leper didn't get down to the feet of Jesus and begin to even do, even because he was healed. But the woman that should have never been in that place walked in and said, I'm carrying something of my past. I'm carrying something that identifies who I am right now. The Bible says that they scoffed because they knew who she was. Too many people know who you are, what you were, and they still keep you in that same association. Oh, I remember Pastor Marty. He ain't no pastor. I remember him as a drug addict, pushing stuff. He was a pimp. He was a hoe. He was all of that. Operative word, yes, I was. What were you? Oh, wait a minute. You still are. Oh, my bad. My bad. What are you calling me? I ain't calling you no name. I'm just saying the fact that you're saying that I was, right? Operative word was. You still the same? Then what you stepping up on me for? I know I'm talking street for some reason in here. Whoever this is, you better hear me clear. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what label's been put on you. You are not the same. God called you to, you better help me out and quit looking at me. God called you to this place because you're leaving different. I don't care what's been running through your veins. I don't care what you have been having some sort of candy affliction to. Something brought you here, and that something is called the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit says, I have been looking for you because I'm about to change the label that is on your life. I am about to make change to your character and to your identity, that they will no longer look at you and say, you are Simon the leper. You ain't the same, and you're not leaving the same. He called you to the house of God so that he can minister to you and let you know you are not the same individual. You may be struggling with something. You may be desiring to have something go into your body that's not good. But if you would just let me be that very thing that you desire more than anything in this world, then I can use what's already inside of you to make you a worshiper. My God. Whether you're pushing dope or you're doing dope. Whether you're out there, Lord Jesus, being like the woman that was carrying that perfume. Maybe you're using your fragrance in the wrong area. And God is saying, let my fragrance be on you. Come into my presence. See that very scripture that he's talking about in one of the gospels, it doesn't even name who she is. But this is the one that we call Mary. Mary understood the possibility of what God can do through Jesus because this was the sister of Lazarus. Do you understand? You know who Lazarus was? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to talk like I don't know. It's a Bible story for you, a Bible lesson for you. Lazarus was the one that was stinking in the grave, dead. And she was the sister that said, where were you if you'd have been here? If you had have been here on time, he wouldn't have died. You want to heal him. Mary was the one that understood that if I could just be at his feet and worship and listen to what God had to say, maybe my circumstances would turn around. Maybe things in my life won't look the same. Yes, I lost my brother, but because I waited on the Lord past my time, then he came in and he said, take off those grave clothes. And my brother came out of the grave. So then when she went into that place, she knew something. She knew there is something that Jesus is carrying. And my worship can make a change. Woo-hoo! I'm trying to tell you something. Everything inside of you was created to worship the King. Your mouth was to be open so that you can begin to give glory unto the Lord. Your tear ducts were made so that begin to weep and get rid of the stuff that is deep within so you can be detoxed from everything that has been poured into you. Your ear gates are to hear the good things of God and not the things of this world. He spoke about it. He says, what are you listening to? What words are coming into your ear gates that are making you feel like you're still in the grave or making you feel like you're still that dope addict or you're still that one that is still out there messing around with people? The moment you make a choice to do better, the devil wants to start speaking louder. The moment you want to start doing things for God, the devil starts doing everything to keep you away from him. Your worship is costly. Whatever you have been through, whatever you're in, the Bible says in three of the Gospels is that she brought in the spikenard. Then later, she brought in the very expensive, the pricey. We're talking about the more closer you get to the King, the thing that you've been carrying becomes very expensive. It begins to increase in value. Everything that you are carrying of your past and what people put on you is no longer there. But the value that is inside of you, the closer you get closer to God, the more you get and pursue God, the way you get to his feet, because everything that he's done in your life, he's telling you, you should have died 6 times over, but my hand has been on you. I have saved you out of the clutches of the enemy. I have wrapped myself around you. I love you, beloved. I am detoxing you of your body right now. I'm bringing you closer. You will fight for others, but God is saying, I will fight for you. I will fight for you. Put down your hands. You won't have to fight like you were back in the day. You won't have to pull it out of your nine and point at someone. Just know, I got you. I got you. Tonight, tonight, he's wrapping his loving arms around you. He says, I love you. You're my son. I love you. I died just for you. Just for you. Oh, my, my, my. Maybe you don't have to worry no more. Right, come on, stop. Your fear for his life has come to an end. You fear that when he leaves the house, that he'll be taken out. God said the contract has been canceled. My, 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 my. We're fighting against the devil now. We're fighting against the devil now. My God, I want you to hear this. Pastor Benny, did I talk to you? Did I talk to you, Sally? Did I talk to you? I'm just trying to cover everything. Did I ever talk to any of y'all concerning this couple right here? I'm telling you, under the power of the Holy Spirit, God Himself Almighty is saying, do not fear, beloved. For the angel that I have assigned unto him has been working hard and overtime for this beloved young man. He has a heart for people. That's why he fights for people. He steps in front of people to keep those that cannot fight, because you are a fighter, man of God. I'm calling you a man of God. I don't care what the world has put on you. I don't care what your homies call you. I don't care what your brother, your mother, your father said. I'm telling you, you're a man of God. You are loved by the Almighty God. You will never, my God, today, you'll never have that fear for his life ever again. Baby, I know this like I know myself. Fear in the name of Jesus. I bind it right now out of the household. And I station by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus, over the doorposts of the house. My God, turn them up, turn them up, turn them up. My, my, my. Woo! My God. I see a wall on the right and a wall on the left. It's about the width of a car and a half. I see trash all around. You're in an alleyway. And I hear the Spirit of God saying, he was there with you because your life was about to be taken. And he stepped in. It went right past you here and right past you there. It says, I've had my hand on you, son. Not only are you called, I'm going to speak this, and I don't know if y'all are related or who you are. Can I just, you know them. You know them. Y'all related? You just know them. Bam, can I speak this like I'm speaking to? Okay, I'm going to say this for this reason. Because what I speak to you, I'm asking you to pray for them. Okay? This man right here. Bam, I want you to look at him real good. He will cast out devils. He will heal drug addicts. God, you will reach to those that nobody wants to reach. You know how to speak to them and bring them up out of the gutter, out of the alleyways, out from underneath the park bench, from sleeping in front of a door downtown. There's a street ministry that is so powerful. Man, don't get this all twisted, man. Just love people. You already do. Trick of the enemy is to get you to hate people out of anger and bitterness. But your real heart is for people that can't do for themselves. Husband, wife, I'm going to call you mama. I don't know why, but I'm calling you mama. Mama, don't worry. You have a lot of fear. A lot of fear concerning his life. At night, you've had your dreams that have messed with your mind. You can't sleep through. Your stomach sometimes goes into knots. It's seasonal. It doesn't always happen. It comes in seasons. There's influences that come into his life and then they leave. They come in and they leave. When they come in, you're restless. When they leave, you got peace. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm removing the influence that causes him to want to go this way. And I'm bringing peace into the home. I said, mama, for a reason. I sense a young baby around you. I sense a baby that is going to be looking up to you into the eyes of mama, saying, mama. Beloved, I bless you in the name of the Lord. I hear by the very Spirit of God. Oh, my God. Hear this today. Hear this. What I do and how I display my love will create some jealousy. But be at peace. Be at peace. I've got you. Jealousy follows you. You. Jealousy follows you. There's people that get jealous of who you are. People get jealous of the things that just happen very easy. You're like a networker. You're able to do certain things. You're able to move about, do things. Things just kind of fall in place for you. But I see jealousy all around you. And it comes from people that just, they don't want to see you succeed too much because they're envious of you. Every time you begin to move, and you're successful. You're successful. But I sense the Spirit of God saying, I've got more for you to do. The realm of your influence is about to increase. As it increases, thank you, Jesus, I heard that. There is favor on your life, meaning God is going to do things that you wouldn't see others do, be able to do. Favor is on you. And with this favor, it's going to bring, there's officials that are going to look to you, city officials that are going to look to you for certain things that you're doing. And it's going to help boost what you're doing to make you grow in the area of influence. Everything that you have been pushing and working towards is about to be opened up for you. It's going to be opened up. There is a partner in this that's going to help you. And that the area of influence that is going to open up to city officials, there's going to, I don't know, for some reason I keep seeing a judge. There's a judge. There's a judge that is connected to you. It's going to help you with what you're doing. But know this, that God is removing jealousy and enviness that is around you so that you can continue to move forward. You have an entrepreneur spirit about you. Let God do what he's going to do. You're going to see there is a partner coming in to help you, to assist you in this. And it's going to be successful. Just let him do it. Just let him do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, you're so good. You are so good. Anybody have anything that they've heard from the Lord that you need to share? come stand over here. Can you put that mic on there, please? I'm going to turn number two up. Come on, Benny. Get up here, Benny. Bring your bride with you. Go ahead.
During worship, I just heard, I will pour out my spirit on those who want it, who want me. Mm-hmm. And then I just heard, where's your hunger? Where's your thirst? And then I just heard, just say yes.
Amen. Just say yes. If you're hungry and thirsty, just say yes.
Amen. So whenever I first started worshiping, the first thing I saw was a prostitute, which was kind of random. And then I just kept seeing the same prostitute, and then I saw the homeless.
Come on.
And God was just showing me that, you know, you need to reach those people. You need to speak to them. You need to speak life into them and just show them love.
Amen.
And the other thing that I saw was, well, was kind of for me, but sometimes we hold back our worship because we fear that people are watching us and that we are going to be judged. And he told me, as y'all know, I like to shout. I'm not good at shouting, but I shout because he tells me to. And I shut my mouth today, and he told me, why? You are not worshiping me. You're not getting in my presence like you used to. And I told him my fear, being judged. And God said, don't worry about it. You're only coming here to worship me, not worship them.
Amen. Amen.
The last few times I've come here, which you guys know I'm not a regular member. I just visit here with my dad. But I've heard, can I take it
yes,
off?
Sir. Okay.
I'm a little too tall for that. I've heard, don't put on a show the last few times I've been here, about 3 or 4 times. And then today I heard very clearly, you can't play pretend in my house.
Woo! Confirmation. Amen.
When you were prophesying over the gentleman over there, I just saw a very large bull. And the bull didn't have to run or be aggressive. He just walked. His presence was intimidating.
Amen.
And he was very strong. And things that, in other words, the bull is afraid of nothing. Things are afraid of the bull.
Well, that's right. Amen. That's power and presence, man. She's seeing that. That's on you. That's on you. Amen. Anybody else? Or is that it? One. Well, come on, because I was about to hit number three, and that would have been it.
Oh, it's gonna be hard. I just want to say, I just felt today a big feeling of thankfulness.
Amen.
And thankfulness because he's restored unto me the peace that was missing from my life for a very long time. And it was and I'm just thankful for his grace and for restoring the peace unto me. And I've been praying, how do I keep the peace without holding on to the brokenness, because I'm scared that to lose that peace again, and he said to trust in him. He said to trust in him. And when you find that peace again, if any of you ever lose that peace that you once knew, if life happens and you lose that peace that you had, and you, because life will throw so much at you. Life will throw so much at you, and that will want to destroy it. That will want to destroy that beautiful, beautiful peace that's so priceless. That is so unbelievably priceless. Protect it and hold it so close to your heart. And just trust in him.
Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? One, two, and three. All right. Hold your peace then. Amen. Sir?
Amen. God is good. It's not us. And I'm so glad. Gosh. I'm so glad because we, and I speak for my wife, we were made a certain way. Man, and I love the freedom that's in this church. You have no idea. And different is okay. Not normal, if that's unnormal, abnormal, I don't know what the word is, but amen. It's okay. And it's funny because, man, when they say, hey, where do you go to church? And I don't go to a normal church. I got to throw that in there. Because church, look, there's church and there's church. Amen. And I thank God because we have to be able to experience this. What we felt today, worship and his presence, is not just for these walls. We need to take this out there. We need to push this. It has to be like a river of living water flowing out these doors. It needs to flow out. This is what the world needs to hear. This is what the world needs to... Young people, oh, man. Nobody is going to love this generation like you guys. No one is going to reach this generation like you guys. I'm talking to the young people. Nobody is. We're old. Come on. I try to talk to my daughter in this, your eyebrows are on, I don't know, what do you say, baby, fleek or on point or whatever. And I just ruin the whole verbiage. I just kill it. I got to go back to like my day because, you know. Amen. We need to take this out there. This needs to go out there. See, man, the world is so tired of the same Christian. The same Christian. Man, and sometimes when I talk to Mike and Patricia and even my wife, they can tell you that I say it all the time. Different is good. Tradition needs to go out the window. When is anybody ever going to be good enough? Nobody ever is. But God. Oh, but God. He comes and he messes everything up. Amen. 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 And sometimes we need things to be messed up. Sometimes we just got to get out of our railroad track. Destroy stuff sometimes. Break that alabaster flask already. You shouldn't have given me the mic, Pastor. You gave it back to me. I tried to give it up because, you know, I was going to go, but you gave it back to me. So I thank God for this church. Pastor, I thank God for you. I'm going to be transparent here. I don't trust too many people. Like I said earlier, I'm from the streets. I still carry my blade. Amen. I carry a blade for the spiritual demons, and I carry a blade for the physical ones. Amen. I love this man. Because he didn't seek to get anything out of me. I love this church because it didn't seek to get anything out of me. And growing up in ministry, I saw a lot of things. To me, that was normal. But I'm glad that I'm not in a normal church. Amen. I'm glad I'm not in a normal church. We got to get to the next level. Church, we got to get to the next level. There has to be an anticipation in us, a hunger to say, Lord, what do I do with this now? What do I do with this now? Who needs to hear this? Be that bullet. Too many people focus being the gun. Be the bullet. Let God shoot you where you need to be. Mijo, I told you God has been looking for you. I told you for years. I love you. But God has so much more. You have no idea. And I seen it in you when you came to my door at 14 years old. I saw it. We all get distracted. And it's okay. It's all right. Sometimes we like taking 410. Sometimes we like taking 1604. Sometimes we miss the exit. Sometimes we don't. Man, I can't tell you how many times I miss the exit. Pastor, since I've been here, pastor's been telling me, yes, yeah. And I'm like, nope, miss the exit. He tells me again, ready? Nope, miss the exit. It's easy, you can't see it. Thank you, pastor. Thank you, church. It's time to go to the next level, amen. Honey.
Man, I thought it was. Man. Oh, come here, honey, where are you going? Get over here, brother. I'm just kidding. The presence of God has been just amazing here. And we were in a whirlwind. And we're just coming out, so if we, like, now say, hello, how are you? It's because we were in that, and now we're starting to come out. And I don't know about you. I know that Pastor Marty, he talks about a new year, and I don't really understand all that you're saying. I don't really understand a lot of stuff sometimes, but I'm just done being in that season. Done. And I talked to my husband the other day, and we cried together in the truck. And I said, if the Lord doesn't take this out of us, all this hurt and all this past and all this brokenness, then let him just leave me in the house, because I don't even want to be around people. Man, because God is so good. I have seen so many things, even Freddie, that's his name, Freddie, the brother. He's our son. You're our son, mijo. You always have been. And I thank you, Pastor, for using your gift, because, man, there was nights that we heard news, or he called, or his wife called, and it's just like, Lord, just kidnap him already, you know? But I'm glad you're here. And I want to tell you know what, that word you said about don't let people put labels on you, even for my daughter, I had to be a mama bear this week, and I didn't care, because I'm done with words being thrown at people, and it destroys them. And you know what, I was going to do the creed tonight, and I don't know if I am, I guess my husband will let me know, but it was about words. And in Proverbs 18, the Message version, it says words kill. And words give life. It produces poison or fruit. It says, you choose. And I started to just, I've been thinking about that for a long time since I heard the creed. Because I never really heard that. And the words are just powerful. But you know that bones that are broken heal 6 to 12 weeks? But words, man, years sometimes. Years destroying words. Man, you're not who the enemy says you are. Come on. And you know what? I just talked the other day. It's not enough to know who you are. You got to know who you're not. Because the enemy comes in and he lies and he says things about your past. And you got to be able to say, no, I'm not that. Amen. And so many years we've lived under that and not anymore. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give it to my husband. Amen. But I'm ready to just worship the Lord. Like, I got to turn down these lights and get on with it.
Amen. I told you, Pastor, we're not normal. We're not normal. We're not normal. Man, we're not normal. And I fit in just fine. Bless you guys. I bless you guys. Man, take this out there. Not everybody is called to be an evangelist, but everybody is called to preach. And like Reverend Billy Graham said, preach the gospel. And if you need to, use words. Think about that. We can say everything we want. We can say hallelujah. We can Christianize everything. But man, worshiping is a lifestyle. Repentance is a lifestyle. Without those, what are we in this for? Amen. You better take the mic, Pastor.
On the mics. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Listen, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know it is 8:45. This is what I want to do. And I want to share with you a few things, and then we're going to do our fellowship. So whoever's doing hospitality with those enchiladas, can we make sure we get those things out here ready to roll? Amen. Hallelujah. Can someone go help Miss Sister Katrina, please? Thank you, Ramey. Thank you. Yes, yes. Okay. Yes. Can we get a gentleman? Thank you, sir. Thank you, Clint. I appreciate that. Amen. Can we cut the recording? Okay.